We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's going on, everyone? Jared Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this chilly Friday morning throughout the Delaware Valley. And we got a lot to discuss, including a Flyers team that is now lost. I mean, this is a disgrace. 10 in a row for the second time this season? I mean, it's not even February. What in the world? Sixers back at it tonight versus the Clippers. Of course, the Ben Simmons saga continues. Eagles offseason, some look ahead, certainly some look back as well to the season that was. We got the NFL playoffs up ahead this weekend. A lot to do with you at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Joe.
John, I see you're in your winter coat. Good decision, by the way, man.
You know,
might want to invest in one,
you
Jeff.
You should be humiliated by your own dress attire. Your choice of winter gear for this day was so inadequate.
I
watched you walk away from the parking lot this morning with your dumb double hat thing, double skull cap. Like, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed for
you. It's like a pea coat you're wearing.
And a tiny little yeah. It's like a fall dress jacket.
It's exactly what it is. Yes.
I'm going out to dinner on a
September evening. I'll wear that jacket.
Oh my gosh. It is freezing cold.
Let me just say this. I'm going to HR. This has to be some kind of human resources violation. This is not how you're supposed to treat coworkers.
This is the opposite, Joe. We're concerned for you.
I swear.
We're worried you're going to freeze to death.
That's where it all stems from. Like, we don't want you like catching hypothermia and slowly like dwindling away out there. It is so freezing cold.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
But anyway, hey, Joe.
Yes. Hey, John.
You know, the British Empire was the largest empire in the history of the world.
Yeah, well, they had a lot.
In 1920.
Sure.
1920, they basically owned a quarter of the world.
Yeah, I think it was like 20, oh, a little over a quarter, right? I actually just looked this up with my wife recently. We had a conversation about the largest empires in the world, and we looked up the whole list. Roman Empire is way lower than you would have thought.
Yeah.
Which makes sense, because a lot of the world wasn't founded by the Romans at that time. But it's
1920, 13 million square miles of land.
Wow.
More than 22% of the Earth's land mass was owned by the British.
That's an amazing fact.
More than 20% of the world's population owned by the British.
Good fact, John. Very good fact. Look, 215-592-9494 for everyone to get in. We're going to get into the Ben Simmons thing. We'll get into the Flyers thing, the whole deal. Let's start with sort of what I kind of view as one final Eagles season wrap-up show. We're going to have a lot of shows in future weeks looking ahead to the next season. But let's kind of try to put a bow one final time on the 2021 Eagles season, this the final Friday, or the Friday of the week after they just lost their playoff game. And I'm going to ask a super, super, super simple question to everybody. And I want you to come to the table and answer this question. Was this a successful season for the Philadelphia Eagles? You guys know the deal. They went 9-8. They made the playoffs as the 7th seed. They got smoked in the first round. Those are the big headlines. And there's a lot of other stuff in there. There's Sirianni. There's Hurts. They made some trades that affected the team. They made some draft picks. They had some low-level free agent signings. They had some restructured contracts of guys on their own team. I'm asking the simple question, and John, you get first crack at it. Was this a successful season for the Philadelphia Eagles?
No. I'm not one to toot my horn for moral victories. Hey, they were supposed to be worse than they were. Yeah, that is true. I feel like this team overachieved with the personnel that they were putting out there. But again, no moral victories. I want winning. And when I say winning, I mean real winning, where we can be what we were just recently. I mean, 5 years ago now, we were the best team in all the land. And it was a far cry from that this season.
Yes, it was.
I want winning. I want real winning. But, you know, I do want to preface that statement with I never believed this team could win 9 games, and they did. So I guess that you can say that they overachieved. I will not say it was a successful season because I don't think they deserve to win 9 games. I think they can get better than the better that they showed this season. Yes, they were better. That doesn't mean the season was a success because we are still far from good, and let's be honest about our standards. I don't want a team who can't beat a good team. I don't want a team who never beats a good team the entire season.
Yeah, that's terrible.
That's not good enough.
Yeah, yeah.
So, no, this season was not a success when we are middling. We are average, but we eke in with new rules to a playoff scenario, and then we get, you know, our butts handed to us.
Worst playoff loss they've ever had.
We said.
Ever. And I don't mean final score might not have been, but. Listen,
that doesn't feel good.
Look at NFL Eagles history in the playoffs. That was the most non-competitive game in the postseason the Philadelphia Eagles had ever played.
And that is that whatever realm of things, that yep. playoff football, just recently, it felt recently, we excelled. We were the aggressor. We were taking it to people. Man, we could get back to that if we don't allow ourselves to say, hey, this is close. This is close to good enough. Let's pat ourselves on the back. Like, I refuse to do that. And maybe I'm just trying to, I don't know, look at this from a, I don't know, over-aggressive perspective. I don't want things. I don't want to be complacent. I don't want this organization to be complacent. That's my greatest fear.
And I think you want the fan base to hold the feet to the fire of the team to say,
yes,
be better and get better.
Absolutely. Yeah. We should expect so much more because remember, what did we say the main goal was this year? Because we were not setting high goals for this season coming off a 4-win year. We were saying, hey, you know what? Let's just find out what we've got in Jalen Hurts. Did you find that out? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I
think he could improve to become the guy. I was hoping that at the beginning of this season,
right.
too. I don't know the answer.
Right.
Like, did we really achieve that main goal this year?
Well, and I think the same.
No,
John,
we didn't.
I think the same can be said on Sirianni.
Absolutely.
I think that was the other.
That was 1B.
Yeah.
Let's find out what we've got from Jalen Hurts. Let's find out what we've got from Nick Sirianni. And if we do, then we'll feel pretty good about where things headed. We didn't have high expectations. But then all of a sudden, things started getting crazy down the stretch. Those expectations became, we can beat the world champs. You know, like, the expectations went through the roof once it seemed apparent that, well, geez, I mean, once it was obvious when we had essentially a bye in week 18,
right.
We sat all our guys because circumstance favored us so greatly this season with that schedule. Some people started to believe that this team was better than it was. I want to caution you. I hope that the front office doesn't share that sentiment that this team is better than it truly is.
After what happened last Sunday, I can't imagine they do.
Based on their demeanor in the press conference, yeah. like they seemed pretty grounded.
You know what hurt, John? They and we, all of us, had to basically endure the second half. And I mean, I'm talking about an hour and a half of life. Maybe you can call it an hour and 45 minutes, count halftime, even count the end of the second quarter, where we knew it was a death march to a butt-whooping. I mean, the game was over.
Yeah.
The game was over halfway through the game. So you had to sit there and endure it.
And it's not just that game. It was the games that we played against good teams. It was every game.
All right, so let me jump in here. And, again, everyone can respond and get in on this at 215-592-9494. It's a really simple question. I don't know that it's such a simple answer, though. was this a successful season for the Eagles? John, here's my answer. Reluctantly, and I very much put the word reluctantly,
you better not do this,
reluctantly goes into the sentence. Reluctantly, I say, yes, this was a successful season.
Come on.
And John, no, let me tell you why. I say reluctantly for the obvious reason, because of how the season ended. Not just that they lost. It was the most non-competitive Eagles playoff game we've ever seen. I take great inventory from that game. So I don't want you to think I'm pushing that aside. I swear to God I'm not. Here's why I lean toward successful instead of not. I think when you – listen, anytime a team goes from 4-11-1 to 9-8, that is real growth. It is. It's real growth. Now, yes, they beat a bunch of scrub teams with a lot of scrub players, so I get it. But 9-8 from 4-11-1 is clear progress. I also think it did become fun again. I mean, listen, we can make the case that the pride we felt in December – a little misguided because they still hadn't beaten anybody. And when they played in the playoffs, they got smoked by a real team. But I, as a fan, appreciate it November and December. I think a lot of fans appreciate it November and December. And that matters. I think reestablishing having a great offensive line, most of whom are young, because you got Kelsey and you got Lane. Lane could be in the middle of his career.
I would say that was a success.
That part was huge.
The offensive line re-emergence into the elite realm of, you know, NFL offensive line. That is a big deal.
And I also think they proved they don't just have five offensive linemen. I think they got like seven or eight.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a guy like Driscoll. He got hurt, I don't know, midway through
and
the year.
He
did a damn good job.
He didn't miss a beat. No matter who they put in there, it didn't seem like there was a drop-off. That is a big deal.
So, you know, you had
– so that's a success. I will say our O-line performance this season was a success.
Oh, for sure. I think that taking the $34 million cap hit on Carson and just – I mean, for lack of a better way to put it, just sucking it up, getting it over with, it was a bold strategy. It was a risky strategy. But I think it was an essential strategy. And we know it hurt.
But you can't say that's a successful move.
No, like, but, I can. No, John, given the
– Joe, you were in a $34 million hole because of what you did. Like, you created the hole.
I understand
and you
that.
Had to sit there in your corner with your nose against the wall for the entire season, not fielding the proper team because of that $34 million.
No, I get it. But understand the distinction I'm making. Giving Carson that contract all those years ago clearly was a mistake, and it dramatically negatively impacted the 2021 Eagles because they had $34 million less to spend on any number of players. But given that they had given it to him to say, listen, we're going to rip the Band-Aid off, and this Band-Aid is going to hurt us $34 million, but we're willing to do it to get it out of the way. Listen, John, there were a lot of local and national football commentators, experts, that were telling you and me and everybody 12 months ago, the Eagles will not do this. They will not suck it up and take a $34 million cap hit. As a fan,
I can't say that's a success.
No, but I appreciate
that you had to do that.
No, I'm not saying it's a success that they had to do it. I'm saying it's a success that they chose to do it because they had no other choice.
You know the worst part of this, Joe?
What?
We have a mini Carson Wentz scenario brewing right
now.
Fletcher Cox.
Well,
So as if you didn't learn from that experience.
I know.
Now, you know, right after ripping said Band-Aid off, we're talking about September of this year or whatever it was, August, late August, they decided to re-up Fletcher.
Disaster contract.
And pay him through, you know, many years from now.
Horrible.
Lots of guaranteed money.
Yeah.
And so now, like, you didn't learn from that.
All right. I hear you, John. I agree with you. Let's go to the phones and find out what everyone thinks. Successful season for the Eagles or not? Sort of one final season wrap-up show. Look, there's a lot of other parts to this. Right? All the players, Miles Sanders and Boston Scott and Reagor and Devontae and Goddard and all that. The defense. I mean, we know the deal. The offense was okay. The defense was not particularly good, certainly when they would face a real team. Do you view this season as a success or not? Let's go to Hassan in Strawberry Mansion, who kicks us off this morning. What's up, Hassan?
Not much. Good morning, fellas. How you doing today?
Doing well, Hassan.
I believe you cannot view this season as anything but a success. They had four wins last year. the whole Wentz thing that was going on, like,
well,
Hurts has proved nothing but that he would get better from college to now, from when I've been seeing him. I don't know about his high school career, but from college to now, he's shown nothing but growth every year.
So, Hassan, I agree with you. I do think Jalen Hurts will continue to work and fight and improve, and I love that about him. But that doesn't mean that a season where, you know, you were very average, you were a very average team, can be constituted as a success simply because the season before was a total failure. Like, four wins, that is a failure of a season. This was not a failure of a season, but I can't say we were – like, they succeeded at achieving.
Going into the season, sorry to cut you off.
No,
going
ahead.
Into the season, you expected nothing, 6-7 wins maybe. The fact that they were able to pull out these games and actually compete for extra week is success to me. Nobody talks about the season when we won a Super Bowl when they beat nobody, and nobody else all year. Nobody discusses that.
Well, I don't think that's true. I
thought
think
when
that's
they
true.
Beat the Rams, that was a big deal.
That was unbelievable.
When they beat the Panthers,
that was
a big deal.
Yeah.
They had not the Panthers, not that season. The Panthers were horrible that season. That was the beginning of Cam Newton's decline.
Well, but for what it's worth, the Panthers were 4-1 entering that game in week 6. I mean, that was a big time.
Where did they end up at?
Well, I don't even know.
But at that point in time, we thought they were a good team. And they were still, like, formidable. Like, Cam. We didn't know Cam was going to become what he became.
I mean, Hassan, put it this way. All that regular season stuff aside, they beat Brady and Belichick in the Super Bowl. They cemented themselves as not a fluke. I mean, my God. I mean, they beat the Vikings, who were the 2 seed, by 7,000 points. I mean, you know.
And who was at the helm there?
Well, I mean, I get it. It was that Kasem. What's that guy's name?
Case Keenum.
Case Keenum. I mean, he's obviously – Hassan, appreciate the call. Look, Case Keenum obviously is one of the weaker – quarterbacks in modern history to play in an NFC championship game. Credit to him that he got his squad there. It was unusual. And
also had a good year.
He
for
did
what
have a
worth.
Good year.
Like, he was good
was
that year. And he had great receivers to throw to. It was a good offense.
I mean, having Diggs and Thielen on the same team, who was the running back? It wasn't Dalvin Cook yet. Can't remember.
I think it was Dalvin Cook.
No, because he was.
I think he was hurt.
He was hurt. He was definitely on the team because Derek. He's the same draft as Derek Barnett.
Oh, well,
so I think he was hurt, but he was definitely on the team.
Gotcha. Okay. And they did have a good defense. I mean, They had a really good
defense.
They
had the number one defense in football that year, at least statistically.
All right. Successful season for the Birds or not, let's go to Tom and Glenn Olden. Tom, what's going on, man?
Hi, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing well, Tom.
So I think the season was a success. But I want to kind of touch on Jalen Hurts, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
John, I've heard you over the past couple of weeks talk about Jalen Hurts and compare him to Josh Allen in terms of quarterback development. But I think you're missing a huge point in that Josh Allen started only 25 games in college and was not a finished product when he came out in the draft.
I don't think any young quarterback is a finished product.
I agree with that, too. But do you know how many games Jalen Hurts started in college?
I don't think it matters, but go ahead. How many?
He played in 56 games.
Okay.
So I think we need to look at it as a situation where I don't know how much more development Jalen Hurts has in him.
Tom, I like your point. Because, you know, one of the points, Tom,
I don't understand.
Well, let me add to this.
You're
so,
playing
Tom,
in a different offense.
Hold on, Tom. One of the points I've made, and I feel really strongly about this, is to a certain extent, Hurts the pro has to be downgraded on the basis of what I believe was exceptional coaching he got in college football. I mean, if you get coached by Nick Saban – you get coached by Lincoln Riley, two of the great programs, two of the great coaches in America.
He said the only time he was coached was by Lincoln Riley.
But,
remember that?
But I don't believe that. I don't believe Alabama had bad quarterback coaching. I just don't know.
I mean, I choose to believe the guy who got the coaching.
I don't believe it. I don't.
It's possible that
It's possible. But you get my point. I mean, if a guy goes to a bumpkin school and you can say, okay, this is something I can work with, you know, that's, you know, and he's got more growth in him because he hasn't been taught right. I think it's a little bit of
a
mark against
you. You can say, Tom, that if you take him at his word, that he wasn't coached the way he'd hoped to be coached until he was coached by Lincoln Riley, then you can say he was coached for one season, just like Josh Allen.
I just find it hard to believe. Tom, go ahead, man.
I think the ceiling of Hurts is just so much lower than other starters in the league that the Eagles need to plan to have someone else take over eventually, whether that's through a trade or a draft in 2023.
Well, Tom, I feel really confident that they will be looking this offseason. Appreciate the call. I know a lot of people think
they have to protect themselves against the possibility that Jalen Hurts will fail at developing.
Yeah.
But I want to give him next year.
I know you do.
To determine that. And so I think it's really smart to push this thing. Like, however you want to arrange these draft picks this year, don't give them away for a big-time guy. Keep one of those, push it forward to next year so you could try to draft one of these.
Some of these available quarterbacks, though, might not be next year.
I understand.
I mean, that's, you know, it's very unique to have potentially three star
quarterbacks. But you understand what I'm saying.
I do. Preserve
something. Like, leave something for 2023.
I know.
To where you can maneuver to find that guy.
Yeah, instead of having one first-round pick in 2023, have two if you trade one of your three this year for a future one.
Yeah.
I get your point. Let's talk to Colin in Washington Township. Yo, Colin.
Yo, what up?
Hi, Colin.
You know, I think Jerick McKinnon was the Vikings running back you were thinking of.
Good call.
Yeah, and speaking of that game, 4 years ago today, which also means it's my dad's birthday. So happy birthday, Dad, if you're listening.
There you go.
That's my son's birthday today.
Wow, pretty good birthday presents a few years ago.
Wow. Oh, yeah, that certainly was. Joe, I actually look at it as a bad thing that Hurts went to Alabama, because what Alabama quarterback do you want? Like, they don't really put anybody out.
Well, that's another thing.
And even Oklahoma, maybe Kyler Murray will be something, and maybe Tua will be something, maybe Jalen will be something. But they don't have a track record. As far as this season goes overall, I think you can get on board with this, Joe. The old college strategy, C's gets degrees, and that's kind of what this season was.
I agree.
It's fine for a building block, but it's at the bottom of the pyramid. Like, we need to go up from here. It wasn't a disaster. I think we stabilized ourselves a little bit. That's good.
Yep.
But, I agree.
You know, we need to get much, much better. Howie needs to draft better. He needs to figure out what he's doing with Fletcher Cox. I don't really see us trying to move on from him with that big of a cap hit. But you never know. I mean, they did it with Wentz. Are they going to do it 2 years in a row, though? That's a lot to try to deal with, Colin.
You know what could determine it is in the private meetings the Eagles have, do they view this upcoming season as one more rebuilding year, or we're ready to sort of start going for it? Because if they think it's a rebuilding year, maybe they will just take it on the chin with Fletcher and take that salary cap hit again.
It sounded in that press conference like they view this as a building.
They talked about building. Howie literally said that. Exactly. But he
building.
Said it's a building year, so that's exactly what he said.
All right, I'll tell you what, coming up.
Hey, I like what he said there.
Go ahead.
He's talking about grades. C's get degrees and all that. Like, I would give this season a C. Like, we were average. And to me, that is not a success. I'm not going to say a C. An average season is a successful year.
Yeah, but the flip is you expect it a D or a D minus.
Okay.
So when a team does more than expected, a lot of it is based on expectations. And they did exceed expectations in the eyes of
they
most.
They absolutely exceeded expectations. It does not make it a success.
215-592-9494. Coming up, that piece of audio of Howie the other day talking about the idea of continuing to rebuild or go for it. What Howie said in his press conference this week, we'll play that audio for you. We'll rock all your calls. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.